On page 316 on the top numbers, which corresponds to Kuf Nun Ches Amid base, we are just a little below the middle of the page. The line starts with Nefesh Ruach. It's probably 12 lines from the bottom. And we're starting with Af Dechabad Debriya V'Yitzira. So we have been bouncing back between doing mitzvahs versus learning about mitzvahs versus the kavana of the mitzvahs and where all these things are rooted. Now, there's a bit of a background over here. The Arizal writes at the very beginning of Eitz Chaim that a person who is involved and engaged in doing stuff the way he's supposed to do will be zeicha to the level of nefesh. He'll get the level of nefesh, of the absolute lowest level of soul. Yeah. If he works harder, so then he will get the level of ruach, and which is going to be the next level higher up. And if he's going to be working even higher, so then he'll get the level of neshama. Okay? And where is it, or how is it that these come down into the goof, into the body? Well, nefesh comes from ruach, and ruach comes from neshama, neshama comes from chaya and yechida, but the Alter Rebbe never talks about chaya and yechida, he only talks about nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Even in this part of Tanya, which is part of Tanya really is his insights or addendum that he wanted to explain things and just the ideas that popped into his head, maybe, about chapter 41 in Tanya. Okay? So, last thing that he said was that the taimeihem, the rationale behind the halachas, which can be found in or is rooted in Malchus of Bria and Yetzira, conveys Chachma of Atzilus. That's the last thing he said. That now he's going to ask a question. After Chabad the Bria of Yetzira, Vuchinis Neshama. Even though we're going to say that the level of the intellect of Bria and Yetzirah, the meaning of the three spheres of Chochma, Bina, and Das, as they are in Bria and Yetzirah in creation and formation, the Bechinas Neshama Shegavoya Ma'od Ma'ilas and Al-Bechinas Malchus de Bria V'Yetzirah is much higher, almost incomparably, to the level of Malchus, because you're talking about the higher level, which would be the Neshama, as opposed to the Malchus, which is the Nefesh, the Neshama, Alphapikain, Hain Makar Lechabad, Debriya V'Yetzir, Shalbukhinis Nefesh, Ruach Shehem HaMalachim. But still, what happens is that from the Chabad, from the Chochma Bina and Das of Bria and Yetzira, so it's able now to come from that the Nefesh and the Ruach, which is the source of the Malachim. So the question then is that before he said that it's that the kavanas are in the level of Chabad, in the level of Neshama. We didn't bring this out last time, but that's what he was saying. And here he's saying that the real true effect of the Chochma Bina and the Das is to affect the Malachim, which is the lowest level of each world. And we talk about, we mentioned this before elsewhere, that malachim are not actually an expression of any specific sphere. They are a byproduct. They are what's referred to in the Kabbalah as in the hechalos. Hechalos are the outer chambers, you might say. The external expression of the sphere, which makes sense because the purpose of a malach, which literally means messenger, which we said this last week, is to convey the godliness to a lower level. So as a conveyor of godliness to a lower level, it has to relate to the lower level.
Okay.
A very bad example would be a mug. Okay. A mug has different parts. Okay, there's the mug itself, which you have the inside of the mug, which the inside of the mug is for holding the liquid. Then you have the mug itself, which determines how much liquid it's going to hold. Then you have the outside of the mug, which relates to being able to hold it, but most mugs have handles on them so that you don't burn your fingers. So the handle, in this instance, I'm saying it's a very bad example. The handle in this case would be the heichal. The okay. handle is what relates to the lower level. What's the lower level? In this case, is the person actually holding the mug. Okay, so in order to convey from inside the mug to inside the person,
it's a facilitator.
You need to have the handle.
Right.
So the person can pick it up and bring it close to their body.
What does heichal mean?
Heichal means chamber.
Is that the base of English? The heichal is where?
Yeah, exactly. It's the outer chamber. It's called the heichal. Exactly. You have it in the some of those songs in the Zmiras that we sing on Shabbos. So he says, "Lo kasher mid the be'emes hamalachim v'haneshamas in ela metipus hanim shachos mechabad neshamas liyisoid zah." So he says, "There's no question." It says the malachim and even the neshamas are an external expression, which are just drawn from. He calls it the drop, which is drawn down from Chabad, meaning the that would be a what's the word I'm looking for? It's a bad parable for using to translate into English. When we say the tipa doesn't mean the drop, it means the godliness or whatever. In this case, the flow of energy, which is being drawn down. Down to the bottom, Yisoid specifically, is what makes the godliness relatable to Malchus. And there it goes into the feminine, which is Malchus. So from the Chabad of Bria and Yetzirah, so it eventually works its way down to the Malachim. And from there, so it quote unquote gives birth. Because if you're going to say that things are created directly from the Kalim, meaning from Malchus of Atzilus, so what you would get from that would be only a Neshama. The Neshama, we said before, was the higher level of the three. So, and if it is, that so the result says that if a person works diligently, he achieves the level of nefesh. And if he really works hard, then he gets the level, he might get the level of ruach.
Right.
And then if he really puts in the extra efforts, he'll get the level of neshama. Mm-hmm. So what's coming from Atzilus, what's coming from Atzilus is the level of neshama.
Right.
So in order to get that, or that has to come down now lower, that becomes now the makor, the source of ruach, and then nefesh. But the Chabad itself that we're talking about, this is just for us to be able to relate to it. Mm-hmm. The Torah comes from the wisdom of Hashem, from Atzilus, and there it's manifest into what he recurs to the six paths, corresponding to the six orders of the Mishnah. As explained elsewhere, Shaliyadea Kavana Nasa Levush Neshama, that through having the Kavana, when a person is doing the mitzvah, so what happens now is he's creating. What happens when a person has a Kavana when they're doing the mitzvah? So we said before at the onset of this essay that the Kavana gives it chayas. As we know, the statement in the Mishnah that a person who says Shema without Kavana is like a body without a soul.
Right.
Okay. So the Kavana becomes a garment to the soul. It makes it such that a person has a certain chayis in the performance of the mitzvah. The learning that the person learns brings it down even more, and it's not just to neshama, but it now affects all the way down to ruach, especially since it is, Talmud Torah is achieved specifically through speech, and ruach corresponds to speech. The ruach al yidei mishnah di yitzir, v'ruach ha-neshama di bri al yidei gemara. And how is it that it comes down is, if a person's learning Mishnah, so we talked about this, is what's mentioned, the whole reason why he's bringing this in is because of that note in chapter 41 that talks about that Mikra, Psukim is in Asiya, in the world of action, and Mishnah is in Yetzirah in the world of formation, and Gemara is in Bria in the world of creation, and Kabbalah is in Atzilus in the world of emanation. So here now that a person is learning, so he's learning Mishnah. So learning Mishnah now, he's able to draw down the godliness into the Ruach and Neshama of Bria, no, of Yetzirah, and through the Gemara, he brings it down to, he can bring it down to Bria, only to Bria. And what are we talking about? How does that happen? How is that affected? Is only by us learning. So in chapter 41, the main thing he's talking about is the doing of the mitzvahs and the kavanah of the mitzvahs. And the importance of the mitzvahs he talked about from chapters 36 through 40. Okay, so, but still, we're going to emphasize that nothing happens in this world. This is sort of like the bottom line. This is if your takeaway for today, with all of this, these Rebbish notes.
Esoteric.
The takeaway from this is that it's the creation is up to us.
Yeah.
That Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam, we can say that for my sake was the world created. And we have this obligation through our learning of keeping this world in existence and elevating the world here.
What level of refinement?
Yeah, I heard an interesting story, actually. Yeah. Where did I hear it? I don't remember where I heard this. Maybe I was here with me when I heard this. Guy goes into a coffee shop. Mm. Okay. He says he wants a cup of coffee. Okay? Guy says it'll be $5. And he says...
It was a Starbucks, right?
Yeah. $5 for a cup of coffee? And he said, well, it's not just the cup of coffee. Mm. It's, you know, we have the special machine. And you have the ambience with the lighting, with the tables, and you get free Wi-Fi and this. And it suddenly dawned on him, what does it mean, Shahakol Nihya Bidvaro, that everything's created by his word? But it doesn't. The Shahakol Nihya Bidvaro just doesn't go on the coffee, but it goes on the whole ambiance also.
Right.
I thought that was very cute. Yes.
Yeah. I call this a cover Wi-Fi.
How else would you say a bracha on Wi-Fi? You have to have the coffee to say the bracha on the Wi-Fi. Exactly, have the Wi-Fi in mind. Avol HaTalmud Atzmai. Again, turning the page now. Talmud Atzmai Shenitin B'Sinai Hu Neshama. So we want to say that we want to affect the level of ruach and bring it down to nefesh. It says the Talmud itself. You know, why is it that, this answers the question, so why is it that Gemara is so much harder than Mishnah? Is because it doesn't come down as far as Mishnah.
Okay.
And Psukim are easier than Mishnah, because it comes down further. Lachin hu mevarer haruach. That's why Gemara, you're able to accomplish so much more by learning Gemara than you are by Mishnah. It says in the Gemara, by the way, this is like self-evaluating, that the worst person in the world is a person who learns Mishnah and says, I can paskin from a Mishnah. Because you can't paskin from a Mishnah. Mishnah is just a trigger to remind you of what the halacha is.
It's an index.
Yeah, so you can't say, oh, I know what to do, I learned Mishnah. Okay, so but the neshama of it is coming from the Gemara. V'lachin hu mevar haruach, became a Mishnah to Yisira, and so too it is also the Mishnah that comes down, and it now it purifies the level of ruach of Yitzira. V'afim period, it should be a new paragraph. Yeah, in English it's a new paragraph. V'afim timsel lemer shagam hanitin b'Sinai, even though you want to tell me that the Mishnah was given at Sinai, v'hu baruch the bria of Yitzira. And this then is now the level of ruach of Bria and Yetzirah, not like Gemara, which is the level of Neshama. So, so it should also have the same ability. It should have the same effect as Gemara. Harineder shakol malach shehu shliach milamaila. It's known. Every malach is a messenger from above. Azaynikri b'shem Hashem mamish. Hashechin b'kirbo. And it is called by the name, they're called b'nei Elohim. They're called Hashem. Would it be correct to call a malach Elohim? And all malachim, real malachim, except for one or two, as I can think of the top of my head, have Aleph Lamed at the end of their names.
Oh.
And okay. Aleph Lamed is Kael.
Right.
Hashem's name. And sure. Not only that, but it's Hashem's Hashem's expression of kindness, because Kael means like two. Yes.
You got to think on that when you say Samael, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have Samael, all those, all the other, the one I can think of that is not is Matataron. Matataron does not end in Aleph Lamed. I don't know any other angels that...
That one's different, though. Yeah, that's the one that was going to escort the Jews through Egypt.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's like the big angel. Yeah. That's the one that got really upset at Moshe for coming up on Sinai. Moshe called him a bird. He started beating Moshe. You know that Mishnah? He started beating up on Moshe with these pulsa dinara, with these light whips.
Right.
And Moshe said, "Could you get the bird off of me, Hashem? Could take care of your bird, you know?"
Oops.
That was a good command
of
eagle, I hope.
Yeah, Moshe Anker Kashayna Shliach Yeshli, which is not the case when it's not a messenger. So then it is not. It doesn't have Hashem's name to it because it's doing involved with its own thing. Now, I don't understand this myself, I must say, because the word malach means messenger. Malachim have no free choice. Malachim can only do what Hashem wants them to do. So I don't understand where you would have an angel that would not be a shliach to Hashem. Okay, and it says, Va'azai kara kadosh kadosh kadosh. Now, at the end it says that this is from the prophecies of Yeshaya, where he says that he sees the malachim and there's what are they doing? Is they realize that there's more elikus than they're privileged to, and that's why it says. But it says, I only know it from Lakuti Torah. I don't know where it's from or necessarily the original source. There are certain malachim that they say kaddish and they're mavatal. They disappear.
Yeah.
Then there's other malachim that say kaddish kaddish. And they're mevatel, and they disappear. And they only exist specifically just to say Kaddish and Kaddish Kaddish. That's all they're created for.
Right.
Then you have these other malachim that are created and existed from the time from the beginning of time. And they say Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish, Hashem Savoz Malach Al Haaretz Kivayde.
Right.
Okay?
Two different kinds of existence.
Yeah. Kilaymer, meaning to say, Shashem Havaya Muvdu Mamene. That when it says Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish, so what do you want to say? He wants to prove that there is these malachim are missing Hashem. That's why they're saying Kaddish, because Kaddish means removed. And they're three levels removed from.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but even still.
Nah, go ahead. That's sidebar.
That's why they're yelling. So, but the way the Alter Rebbe explains this is in Likutei Torah, is that the Malach that's saying Kaddish, 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 knows of its own existence. It sees its own neshama,
right.
Knows that its neshama is Elokus,
right.
But knows there's a higher level of Elokus.
Yes.
And that's why it's getting all of the excited, Barash Gadol.
Right.
And with Sharzim, Shoyalim, Zelazeh, they're going to yelling back and forth, this big noise over here. It's like a whole menagerie over here going on, screaming. Back and forth. Where's Hashem? Ayyem Mekayim Kevayde. Where's the place of His glory?
There's some. It can't be like we understand robots as just machines, because obviously they have some level of intelligence.
So call them animals.
Yeah, a spiritual animal or something.
Yeah, a spiritual animal. Yeah.
Right, exactly, because otherwise they would.
They know their creator.
Right, animals right.
Machines don't know anything.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
They know their creator.
And animals have a level of desire, and you can
correct.
See there's an expression of level of desire in the in
correct
the,
at yeah. least to survive. Yes.
Right. Well, even here we know there's a higher place, and why are we excited? Because we know there's a higher place.
Yeah.
We'd like to. We want to reach it. You know, it's not happening, but you know, whatever. But for what I know.
So then he says, okay, so now that you understand this idea of these malachim, and the malachim looking for what's higher, and they're not getting it. It's the same thing now when a person learns Gemara, and the effect that he has on the world of creation, and when he's learning Mishnah, the effect that he has on the realm of Yetzirah on formation, Heim Shluchei Hashem. So at that point now, when a person's sitting and learning, he becomes a messenger of Hashem. And indeed, he, like we say, this whole essay, he's been flip-flopping back and forth between doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, having kavana by davening, okay, and saying which one takes precedent, which one's better. So he says, now, a person sitting and learning, so what's he doing? Is he schlepping godliness down here into this world? What's the purpose of a malach? Is to schlep godliness into this world. So guess what? We become malachim then, when we're sitting and we're learning. And depending on what it is that we're learning and how we understand it, that's going to make it whatever that's contingent of
the expression the
stuff coming down here.
Right, the expression of the revelation.
Okay, and here. So therefore we now become, we basically become like conduits. The malachim that you could call us Elohim also.
Yeah, conduits.
Okay. That's why it says, there's an old Yiddish expression. Says nit kein kunst zu sein from a yidden shul. It's no big deal to be pious in shul, because they're sitting. A person is sitting in davening, and he's got a tallis on, he's got a sitter, he's got a tefillin on, whatever, and he's shuckling back and forth, and he's saying the words, and this person has brought it down to the level of ruach only. Mm. Okay, but the line, the way you understood it, the way my grandmother conveyed it is that where is it a constant? Where is it a big deal to be pious? Is when you're in the world, you know, when you're in your business. Can you be pious in your business? Because at that point, what you're doing is, since you're engaging in mitzvah, so then you're bringing it down to nefesh. Mm. You're bringing it all the way down. That means to say that through learning Gemara, we draw it down from the external expression of Atzilus, and a middle expression of Atzilus is when we learn Mishnah. Asher HaMishnah v'hatal Mishnah. So how is it, meaning, how is it that it can come lower down? Is because it's rooted in a higher source. Mm-hmm. So that Gemara, so Kabbalah stays in Atzilus, because it's this expression of Atzilus, that's what it is. So it can't come out of Atzilus. Gemara, which is an external expression of the Kalim of Atzilus, so it can come down to Bria. Mishnah, because it's a middle expression of the Kalim of Atzilus, it comes down to Yetzirah. Psukim, because they're an inner expression of the Kalim. Now, this is where it gets easy. Psukim, because they're an inner expression of the Kalim of Atzilus, they come all the way down to Sia. What do we mean that inner? You say inner, it's so high, hoo ha. You know, so how does it come down? The expression, because it comes down so high, it starts so high, it can come down so low. But when we say Torah, the main thing that we're meaning is Torah Shebiksav. The Torah Shebal Peh is an explanation of the Torah Shebiksav.
Yes.
And we only have a Torah Shebal Peh is because
for that purpose.
Because we're dumb.
Yeah.
If we knew how to read a pasuk, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekad Shoy, that it means Lamed Tes Melachos, so then we wouldn't need to have a whole whole Gemara Shabbos. We just know it from reading the pasuk, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekad Shoy.
So it begs the question: was Gemara developed because of the second set of Luchites, and wasn't necessary because of at the first?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It says, I don't know where it's, I think maybe he quoted it before. If it were not, if the golden calf had not been perpetrated, we would have had the four books of Chumash and the last half of Sefer Yehoshua.
Yeah.
And that would have been the entirety of the Jewish library.
Yeah.
That would have been it. And then everything else.
It's all we need. That's the point. That's all we need.
Yeah, because that's the 613 commandments, and the last half of the book of Yeshua talks about the boundaries in Israel.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least we know where to live. Yeah. So, and we would look at a pasuk and it says Zochar Yom HaShabbos HaKadshei, and we would know everything that has to go with, you know, and if anything ever came out, you know, even to the extent that if they, the whole practical back and forth with the deliberation and the discussing, is this something we could use on Shabbos? How many books there are about electricity on Shabbos? Mm. So had it been that we didn't have the golden calf, so someone would have invented electricity, and we would all know what we could do with it on Shabbos, what we couldn't do on Shabbos.
Sure, of course.
Because it doesn't, listen, if I do that, then it's not Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, so I can't do it on Shabbos.
Right.
We just know it.
Oops.
Asher HaMishnah B'Hatalma Shebehem Nimshacha Miyisayid Abba HaMakabal Nechach Mestimah Derech HaAmpina. If you want to put this in your GPS coordinates, and this then, the Gemara and the Mishnah, where is it coming from? It's coming from the sphere of Yisayid of Chachma, which Yisayid, we said, is what makes that whatever is being conveyed relatable to the next level, and then Malchus is what relates it to the next level, and that gets it from Chachma Stima de Erech Anpin, and the Torah is rooted in the level of Chachma of Keser, Shabo Malubish Oriyasid Baruchu, and it's talked about in Samach Vav, the famous Maimer Tafresh Samach Vav from the Rebbe Marash, when it talks about the connection between the Meitzel and the Netzel, the emanator and the emanated, and where is the coupling that the two relate to each other? Because emanator is emanator and emanated is emanated.
Right.
So he says that it's in Keser. And then he qualifies it and says, well, what are you talking about in Keser? So he says, oh, you have the Panemius of Keser, which is called Atik, and you have Chatzayin, which that's the end of the emanator. And then you have Chatzayin is the Keser, the external part of Keser, which is the beginning of the emanated. So, but wait, that's still now two separate things. You have end of emanator and beginning of emanated. So he says, oh, so where is the coupling then is going to be in Chachma Stima, the Pnimius level of Chachma of Chatzayin is the Keser. Because the Pnimius of Chachma Stima, which means Chachma Stima is the hidden levels of wisdom. And you're talking about the inner level relates to the inner level of Keser, which is to the Meitzel, to the emanator. But because it's Keser, so that relates to the Netzel, that relates, Keser is the desire that there be this other entity. So that relates then to outside of itself, the rest of the Aristotelus. So the connection between emanator and emanated is specifically, and this is where the Torah is rooted, is in the most hidden levels of Chachma, of the external expressions of desire. Mm-hmm. Now I can say, you can put that in your GPS coordinates now. Shabbat Malubash Oranse Baruch HaVa Nimsash Oranse Shehu Shem Havaya Sheikhin Beruach Debiyah. And what happens then? So since it is that the emanator is in the Torah, okay, because we said it's a connection, it's the coupling between emanator and emanated, is this Chachma Stima of Keser, this hidden level of Chachma, of external part of Keser. So that then is where the Torah comes from. And what do we say happens to the Torah when we learn it? We draw it down. So what are we drawing down when we learn Torah, whether it be Kabbalah or Gemara or Mishnah or Pasukim, is we're drawing down our Ein Sof, because that's what's in the source of the Torah. Okay, that then makes learning Torah really flipped out. And the advantage of sitting and learning Torah. For Hushem Avaya Shechem Baruch Deviya, B'mikro, B'mishnah, V'talmud. And all the different levels of learning comes through the different process of Siri Salshish. Ukusha Adam Lamed Mam Shechor and say Baruch Aboy Lamazah. And when a person learns, he brings down the godliness, not into Bria, because what do I care if there's godliness in Bria? I've never been to Bria. My GPS doesn't get me to Bria.
Can't get there from here.
Nope, you cannot get there from here. So what do I care about? I care about, listen, I'm voting for me. After all, we do say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. It doesn't say Bishvilano. It doesn't say for us the world was created. It says for me. Who am I thinking about? I'm doing this for me. So we're drawing, when I learn, so I'm bringing the world, the godliness down. What level of godliness? Ein Sof. As Ein Sof is enclosed in Chachma, as Ein Sof, which is enclosed in Chachma, now comes through the creation process until it comes down into this world. So, and of all the subjects that the Rebbe talks about in Hayom Yom, you're familiar with Hayom Yom? Mm-hmm. All the subjects that the Rebbe talks about in Hayom Yom, the one he talks about most is Chazaring Baal Peh. That when you're out in the street, wherever where you are, you're in a market, someplace, you should be chazaring Torah. And all the different advantages, the reasons why. It'll purify the air, it'll have a good effect on your kids, it'll keep your brain from thinking things it shouldn't be thinking. All the different things that are associated with knowing things by heart. Because, as he wants to say over here, because by doing so, and it has, and which effect does it have? It has all of the above. Because when a person is learning, so they're drawing down from the infinite levels of Hashem down into this physical world, and that's going to have a positive physical effect on the world. Lihiyas nichlal ubatol ba'ura yisbarach, to be incorporated and nullified to the light of Hashem. And when a person is learning, it's not them anymore. It's the Chachma of Hashem. Right. It's not them. It's right. The Chachma of Hashem.
Right.
Okay, that's what it means to be Batal. Especially now, this person, you can understand. Person has a Nefesh of Bahamas, a Yitzhahara. He wants to be thinking about all kinds of things he's not supposed to be thinking about. Or things which even aren't really so bad. They just fall into the realm of mundane. And he has now decided, I'm going to think about spiritual things. So what has he done? Is he's basically slaughtered the will of his animal soul,
right,
and said, I'm gonna think about this. But because the godly soul is encased by the animal soul in the body, so it's the physical brain and it's the level of Chabad of the animal soul, which is actually doing the thinking,
right?
Okay, and that's why we're here.
Exactly.
That's what people are for. And this is now what the intention of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the whole time that he was in the cave, and we said before that for sure he didn't just learn the Zohar in the cave, because that would have taken him 2 months, 3 months tops, not 13 years. What was he doing for 13 years in the cave? Was reviewing all aspects of the Torah and bringing them all down here into this world.
Right.
That's why now we can understand why does it say you have all these Mishnahs where Rabbi Shimon is quoted. And in all of those instances, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. But it says, "Kedai lismach Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'shas adchak." If you're in a time of duress, and the halacha, you can't do what the halacha says, you can rely on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Now, how does that work? This is the whole question of l'chadchila b'di'evid. We're going to go into that now. If it's b'di'evid, why isn't it l'chadchila? If post facto I did it, it's good. So it should be therefore good to begin with. No. To begin with, you're supposed to do it like this. Once you did it and it didn't go it like this, so we're going to let you slide. Okay, so does that mean it wasn't good? No. It's good. It's okay, so if it's good now, why wasn't it good to begin with?
To begin with, right.
Okay, this is one of those questions I've been thinking about for years. And there are people who talk about it. In fact, the newest volume of Encyclopedia told me this has a whole thing on L'chadchila and B'di'evid, and I learned it on the plane coming over, which is when I usually go to New York once a year, and I buy the volumes of Encyclopedia Talmidus that come out,
okay,
and I look through them on the plane, and then I stick it on the shelf, and that's that. <You know? laughs> When I needed to use it for a reference, a specific idea, I said, oh yeah, I think I remember something about that. But So I read through their erech, their little section on L'chadchila and B'di'evid. They just tied themselves in the same circle everybody else does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it you know, post facto, you did it, okay, we're not going to jump up and down.
Right.
But does Hashem want you to do it that way? No, Hashem doesn't want you to do it that way. So, but how could it be then? You could rely on Shimon Bar Yochai. You did the wrong thing. You're in a circumstance where you can't do the lechatchila what it says in the Mishnah. So in that instance, you could say, well, Rabbi Shimon said it's okay. But we said the halacha, what's the halacha? The halacha is chachmasa v'ritzayna shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the exclusion of everything else. Okay, I want to say Eila ve'eila divir elokim chayim. Both opinions are correct. That's in every case in the Gemara. You have an argument, based Hillel, based Shammai, which one's correct? They're both correct, but you can only do one.
Right.
Okay, so here it is. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but if it happened that you have no other recourse, and that's Kedai Lismach Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but Shasad Chak means before you did it. I'm in this situation. I have no other way of getting out of the situation. Rabbi Shimon says that this I could do it this way. So we say, okay, rely on Rabbi. It's not bidyevid until you did. Bidyevid doesn't mean I'm in this situation now,
yeah,
and therefore I want to do it this way.
Right.
No. Stop what you're doing, go back, and then put yourself in the situation where you're supposed to be doing it the way you're supposed to be doing it. That's what it means, lechatchila. Okay? Bidyevid means I did it. I already did it. Was I okay?
It's finished. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finished.
So here, no. But kedai lismach Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai b'shasad chak means I haven't done it yet.
Right.
And the halacha says I shouldn't do it this way.
Right.
But I'm in a situation where I really can't do anything else about it. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says I could do it. So you say okay, go do it. Now, why is that? That it's happened like that is because of what he did in the cave for 13 years. That he was able to bring down such levels of chachma of Hashem,
right,
that are not really to proper the to the right world. Yeah. If it would be proper to the world, then the halacha would be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's what we right would be doing.
Right.
But he was not able to, he didn't, that's not what he did. He took all every aspect of Torah and brought it down here into this world that it could be relatable.
Right.
If we need to have it that way.
In those circumstances.
In the circumstances.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Okay, but those high saw various rashbi the call to Naima Moraim, Benigla, Laham Shik Ari is Barak Lavari Birurim the Naiga, Kol Meshik Zmanha Golas. And to purifications the whole length of the Golas, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that the Zohar brings down enough merit in the world that we'll be able to survive until Mashiach comes. Okay, in this world, that we're in Golas, Dishalte Elina de Teva Ra, which is how we started this whole thing, and we're in this world which is ruled by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because of Esa Sher Shalit Ha'adam Ba'adam, that one man rules over another, and when it is that we're in the Eitz Chaim, that he talked about this in chapter 26 of Egeres HaKadosh. And if we're living from the Eitz HaChaim, not from the Eitz HaDas,
right,
then it says that you'll no longer need a teacher to teach you Torah because you're just going to know it directly from Hashem.
Yes.
And there won't be any person in charge of any other person. You won't have a supervisor, nor will you be a supervisor. Because right, you're smarter than your supervisor anyway, right? Yeah. Everybody thinks so. It's one of those lines. It's every employee thinks they're smarter than their boss, and every boss thinks their employees are not doing as good of a job as they could be.
Right.
The whole reason for the creation process is in order to make godliness user-friendly down here, so we can host Hashem, and Hashem could live down here. And thus by elevating us so that we can relate as in a singularity with the infiniteness of Hashem, which is what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. That's what we get to do. What do angels get to do? They're little trons, they're little slaves, they're switches. The Hamalach and Rak histalkus. It says, so you have Malach Machoil. Malach Machoil is in Bria, in the world of creation. Malach Machoil is the angel of kindness. Okay? What happens to all of the derivatives of Malach Machoil? Well, as they come through the world, they take on the characteristics of the world that they're coming into, whatever level it is, and they lose the characteristics of Malach Machoel. Like we say, the sweetness of an apple comes through Malach Machoel. When you're looking at an apple, you bite into an apple, you say, hey, this is sweet. Are you thinking, wow, this is Malach Machoel?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you'd be crazy, you would be. I mean, you know, So it's true that it comes through Malach Machoel, because it actually comes from Chesed of Etzilus, which is an even greater thing. When you're biting into an apple, you have to be a really good apple for me to say, wow, this tastes like Etzilus.
Yes.
You have to be some kind of magic apple. Yeah. But anyway, it's Amshach Klal, Rak Histalkus. The godliness leaves, you might say, it's contained, it's diminuated, such that it can be now manifest in the sweet taste of an apple. And now, after we just did 7 hours of talking about it, with this you'll understand how is it that if a person is just sitting and learning, and he picks up, what is he doing? He's sitting in a doctor's office, and he sees a chumash, and he picks up a chumash, it's a from doctor, and he starts reading the chumash. Okay? And he's not thinking, I'm doing this to get any closer to Hashem. He's just reading the chumash. So he is now creating malachim down here in this world. Shehubachinus ruach bilvad. She'ena elikus klal. This is not of the level of neshama. This is not a level of true godliness, because this is just an external expression of the learning, which is relating, therefore, to an external expression of the elikus, and was drawn into this world is just merely an external expression. She'ena elikus klal. Sha'afal Peking, Shem Havaya Sheikh and Kula, but it's still good. It's better than reading those 6 or 7 month old magazines if you're sitting in a doctor's office reading a chumash. Yeah. Because you are doing something, you're bringing down Chitzanius of Elikus, but Chitzanius of Elikus is a whole lot better than no Elikus. And with that, we end essay number 4 of Igeres of Kunshuth Achrein. To be continued.